section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Exactly, you got to stick with name brand. Same with Lucky Charms. You don't want those.
Don't do the fake shit.
No, you don't. Marshmallow, whatever they call it, stars.
Conglomerate.
Yeah. Malto Meal can suck my dick.
Seen
there's your next
Malto Milk and suck my dick.
Suck my dick.
Shook my dick. All right, we ready?
Yep.
Everybody's mics where they need to be?
I think so.
Coming to you live from Middelfart, Denmark, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, celebrity birthdays, IBWIP speakeasy, and the last dog and pony show with your co-hosts, Dustin, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Episode 153. Who would have ever thought we would make it to that monumental number?
Not me.
You know.
I didn't think it.
Justin's like, hey, this is the second one to my knowledge. I've never heard of this thing.
Did you just call me Justin?
Did I?
I'm going to call you out on that, fool.
Did I call you?
It's like D apostrophe Justin.
Yeah, yeah, like Django.
Justin. Right. Justin.
Justin Unchained.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 153 of A Burns from IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Good fart sound.
Nice. All right, we have with us for the second week in a row.
What?
Yeah, there wasn't enough hate mail, I guess.
Right.
That we had some. Let's be
just
honest.
Not enough.
You would think
just
not enough. An owner of a business would have too much to do.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't.
Nah.
He's like, it's a record store. What record store is that?
Co-op Records in Pekin, Illinois.
Legendary.
Legendary. He won't. I'm like, hey, are you working? He's like, no. I just left. I'm gonna stop in there.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you come in tomorrow, I'll probably be working an 11-hour shift
in a daytime.
I've been going there since high school, and I have a question: is co-op short for cooperation makes it happen? Cooperation, working together, dig it.
I don't think so.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have with us Dustin on the show. Welcome.
Yo, what is up?
We call him the Voice.
Funky Fresh.
His new nickname is the Voice.
Yeah, get that baritone again.
Making it moist from coast to coast. Or at least
coast to coaster.
I don't know.
Peaking to Chicago. And on my left, as always, Locks of Love. Jason, where are you at now? About 17 inches?
I was thinking about getting a haircut, just like a little trim, but then my hair
it
knew somehow, so it like it went in about a quarter of an inch. And went back in
That's
my...
That's what she said.
Right. Wait, what?
Well, we're here, and I'm sure most of you know what we do on this show. We play great roots music, and we talk really stupid shit.
Yep.
Don't take offense to anything.
That's what it says on our iTunes description, right? Stupid shit stupid. With great music.
That's what I was told.
That's what got you here.
Yeah. I can do that.
I'm like, hey, Dustin, do you think you can talk about stupid shit for an hour? He's like, an hour?
Nothing.
Let's
no
do
problem.
A 24-hour marathon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start off with some celebrity birthdays.
Awesome. My favorite new segment.
Because
I like celebrities.
Yeah, because you eat cake in the dark in front of the mirror, I think, was something like that.
I like to get a book full of celebrity birthdays. I also have a book of baby names, but I save that for Sunday when God rested. And then I pull out my celebrity birthdays, and I will sit in the dark, and I will consume some sort of confectionery and hit the lights.
Awesome.
That's exactly right.
Dustin, what do you do to celebrate celebrities' birthdays?
I don't do anything. Mm-hmm. I just...
Okay,
so shut the mic off. You're out of here.
You're a slacker. Hey, it was great having you on the show. Thanks a lot.
What did you tell him this show was, Blake?
I was trying to figure out what he was doing, cake in the dark. Like, I was, like, thinking maybe he was one of those cake farters or whatever.
That's
you
really
know?
None of your goddamn business, all right?
Cake farter?
I think it's a thing.
What, you fart in, like, you put your ass
like,
in the
yeah,
icing?
Yeah, they, like, sit on a cake or something.
I've never heard that.
It on TV.
That's
got to
be, like, one
personally.
Of those TLC shows. You got the guy eating the batteries
yeah,
and the light bulbs.
Yeah, Extreme Cake Farters. It's,
Extreme
Cake. It's right after Extreme Couponing.
It's a very special episode of Ace of Cakes.
Yeah.
All right, for celebrity birthdays on September 11th, the one and only 41-year-old man, Paul Walker.
Who?
Paul Walker.
He's
Fast and Furious into a tree.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, right.
He is dead.
Huh?
You don't. What do you mean? You just said he went into a tree. You think he lived?
Yeah, he was. It was in a movie. It was just one of those little Japanese cars that go real fast to have lights underneath them.
Him and the guy in the car died.
Oh, shit.
I think so. Like, he's dead. Like, Paul Walker's dead.
All the girls on Facebook were sad for, like, 2 days.
Mm-hmm. And including my brother, who owns all the Fast and Furious movies. He was physically altered for the next few days.
Oh, I guess I should have did some more research.
He did not walk away from Ooh! That.
Not too soon. Take that, Walker Estate.
Also, on September 13th, the one and only reject of Metallica, Dave Mustaine.
He landed on his feet.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Megadeth?
Mega horrible.
Ever heard of that band?
I'm not a fan.
Well, I think they did all right. I don't know.
They got that song for MTV News, right? That's the extent of Megadeth.
I did not know that. Was Megadeth?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I thought Kurt Loder was the singer for Megadeth for years.
My thing is how do you... There's no way to... It doesn't matter what band he came up with afterwards. I mean, you got kicked out of Metallica, and then they got huge, and then...
Well, I think if you look back at a rock band, he's like, oh, that guy got kicked out of that band. You're like, oh, that dude must be fucking wild. And if you got kicked out of Metallica, like it may not have been he was too wild, but that's what people would think. You know,
right.
A metal band. So I bet that helped him more than anything getting kicked out.
They're still making music.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not buying it. But,
and Metallica's working with Lou Reed.
No, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that album called? Like Lulu?
Lulu.
More like poo poo. Am I
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Hello. Heyo. All right. On September 14th, the one and only amazing singer Amy Winehouse is going to be 31 years old. Amy Winehouse, 31 years old. Happy birthday to you, Amy.
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Why are you doing this?
Are we celebrating Lou Reed's birthday next?
Yeah, no shit, man.
Is Lou Reed dead?
This is, despite his previous joke about Paul Walker, and it was hilarious. This is not funny.
What are you talking about?
Well, he said a joke about Walker.
She sings. Amy Winehouse sings.
Rehab. Yeah.
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 Dead.
Not gonna go.
Yeah, and see where it got her?
She's what? Dead?
6 feet under.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Paul Walker and Amy Winehouse?
They didn't die together. She wasn't, no.
Oh, I thought she was the
parent.
No.
All right, well, finally, since I'm seem to be having some trouble.
Hold on a second. Let's just stop right here. I'm sure you got 30 or 40 more celebrity birthdays, but you're really striking out here, and you're really giving this podcast
Robin Williams is probably one of them.
Yeah. This podcast is high on integrity, and you're really lowering this a notch. Maybe we should just stop right here.
Well, let's just do one more.
Okay, just one more.
Dustin, you want one more?
I guess.
Okay. On September 19th, the one and only John Ritter turned 66 years old.
Fine. Okay, good. Great.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on the door.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. You're two for two then, because John Ritter is definitely still alive.
Yeah, he was, Bad Santa like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Before he died.
What?
He's dead too?
Now that's news to me.
Yeah.
I'm a Ritteraholic, and you're telling me he's dead?
How can I go to a website and the three of the four people I pick out is dead?
What? Are you going to deadcelebritybirthdays.com?
No.
Okay, because if you go there, then they only report on celebrities that are dead, and then they give you their birthdays.
That's a very literal name, then.
Right. I thought so, too. Thank you.
Is it
Let's keep this guy on the show.
.net?
I think they have both domains.
That's expensive.
HTTP.
Colon.
So, what's wrong with your colon? Are you okay?
Nothing. I'm good.
Oh.
We cleared up the whole dildo plunger business last week.
Christ.
It's back.
Well, okay, so I guess celebrity birthdays needs to be handled by somebody else next time.
That, or we just don't do it anymore. I mean, I love cake. I love farting on cake. I love celebrity birthdays. What I don't like are rotting corpses and talking about how old they are.
I honestly didn't know that.
Wait, no, because if the corpse is younger than, like...
No, I get what you're saying.
You see what
I'm
saying?
Like, and you know what? This actually makes me think, is Dave Mustaine dead?
I don't think so.
I'm gonna have to log on to my internet browser to find out.
You want to do that right now? We'll just wait.
No. I don't know. I do it on my own time.
Okay. All right. Well, let's play a game. Maybe we can recover.
No, hold on. I'm going to hit. I want to go online.
You want to hit that?
I'm gonna hit that shit real quick.
I'm going to hit that website.
All right, let's play a game.
What's your favorite porn website, Dustin?
We sell porn at Co-op Records.
Really?
So I encourage people to come buy DVDs and avoid spyware and other various problems on the internet. So yeah, come see me for all your XXX needs.
Well done.
Dildo plungers and all.
Hey, we can hook you up.
All right, we're going to play a game called IBWIP Speakeasy. It's very simple, Dustin. Very, very simple. I'm going to start off a sentence. You're going to add to it. Then Jason's going to add to it. And by the end, we're going to have...
a clusterfuck.
Probably the next Hunger Games.
We're going counterclockwise, like the bathroom, like the toilets flush in Australia?
I learned that from The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's a good episode. They kicked him in the butt with that boot.
The boot.
Do you want to go this? Do you?
I. You know what? I don't want to go against what you're saying, but it is absolutely bad luck to go counterclockwise.
So we have to go this way. Dustin,
let's
Dustin,
go that way.
That's what I. That's originally what I said.
That is counterclockwise.
Yeah.
It's bad luck, but I...
Oh, yeah, it is counterclockwise. Yeah. I was thinking with my left side of my brain.
Oh, that's different.
Okay, Jason.
Yeah, okay, I'll go.
All right, so we're going clockwise. Okay. Dustin, are you okay with that?
I'll make it work.
You don't want to go after me.
All right, so I start off a sentence and we go. Are you ready? Every time I walk into the bedroom...
I stumble over my slippers that were on the floor.
Who put those slippers there, I ask myself.
Was it the maid?
Or was it me, the person who wore them last?
I just said one word. You just cut in front of me. It was like the fat lady at Walmart. You just fucking did it in front of me.
Go ahead. Who put them there?
Who put those slippers there, Blake?
Was it the maid that I just hired last week who's Puerto Rican and very, very sexy?
Or was it me, the one who wore them last?
You're right. It was me.
How could I have been so stupid to think that I could afford a Mexican Puerto Rican maid? Oh, God. What I wouldn't do to have that Puerto Rican maid.
What I wouldn't do to have that Puerto Rican maid clean up after me if I had one. But unfortunately, my credit cards have been declined. I guess I'll go to the store now to pick up.
Oh, okay. to pick up, obviously not more slippers, because I've got enough of those laying around. So what I'm going to need is a maid.
But obviously, since I can't afford a Puerto Rican, which is I'll steal a black child and from the Walmart parking lot, and I will teach it to be my maid and clean up all my cake.
Well, you really left me in a tough spot. Black children. Why do you hand me black child?
And cake.
Yeah. Why do you hand me cake?
But luckily, there was no black children in the parking lot. So I did end up buying three more pairs of slippers by accident.
What the fuck am I going to do with all these slippers, I say to myself. I know I will have
an orgy at my house next week, and people can wear slippers in the shower so they don't get my toe fungus when the girl's knee is up over the handicap bar in my bathroom.
I am handicapped.
Or handicapable, as some people prefer to say. Well, fuck them. They're not handicapped, so who are they to tell me what I am?
Because what I am is what I am. And what you are, oh why. But seriously, I'm not really sure why I spend so much time talking to myself. It's time to go out and do something with my life. Not just sit here talking about my slippers. I've got to go out there and be somebody.
And check my email.
I have lots of emails. Yahoo, Hotmail. I think that's still a thing. So I log in. And there's this man from Africa who tells me I have this huge inheritance that I need to claim. If only I had a credit card, but it was declined because my accounts are overwithdrawn from all these fucking slippers I've been buying. So I email the guy, hey.
Hey, what you gonna do? Nerd. You know what? I can't look at these emails anymore. This boggles my mind. I think what I need to do is I need to go into the kitchen and open up the refrigerator.
When I open up the refrigerator, I found a jar of peanut butter, and it clearly says it does not need to be refrigerated on it.
I do not listen, especially when a child walks into the room demanding attention.
Where's the bell?
And peanut butter. How do you go from that?
For all of our listeners at home.
Oh, boy.
You say goodnight, Eli.
Goodnight.
All right. Kid in his underwear ruined it all.
Eli came in his underwear. That's all he was wearing.
Making an old man face and waiting.
What's making an old man face?
I've told him 100 times, don't wear the underwear.
How can I look at my friends and tell them I'm on a professional podcast when stuff like that happens?
I can't talk about peanut butter when there's a child in the room.
You automatically get arrested.
That's dangerous territory.
I just killed Blake.
Yeah, we're good for one per show on that. One good hacking.
Got hot in here. Let's listen to some music.
Feed people will find that interesting.
Gonna have to edit that child porn.
Oh, mercy.
Where's his mother? You know? Where's his mother?
Got a leash on this kid.
You listen to some music?
Yeah, let's do that. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm just completely thrown. All right, we're going to... I don't lead into this song.
Who does?
Yeah, you do. See how thrown you are? You're trying to make me do your work.
All right. We're going to listen to my good buddies, the Imperial Rooster, with their song, The Hoover Farm Exorcism. The Hoover Farm Exorcism.
And now Dustin will open his mystery tag.
Yeah, we got a mystery tag here.
You'll open it up and then read what the paper says.
You put a kid in his underwear in front of this guy.
I'm rattled.
It's very off-putting.
I am.
Very disorienting.
I'm not going to admit. Okay. Mystery tag. IBWIP is like Viagra for your ears, and Viagra is like a pill that stiffens your penis. Happy birthday, Gary.
We did that last time.
Did we do it wrong?
Well, I got called down to the Hoover Farm to perform my priestly duties. It seemed another demon spawned at control of their boy Randy. I prayed to Jesus, please don't let me lose one of your angels. And just then I heard the demon shouts, and I prepped myself for battle. And I said, Randy!
Winning!
devil who? My therapist told me that if you love something, you should let it go. And if it returns, leave a comment at IBWIP. Even though I pay him, my therapist doesn't tell me how to leave a comment. Well, I can tell you that. You can email us at blake@IBWIP.com or listen to every single side-splitting episode. Side-splitting, guys.
That's a lot of alliteration.
Yes. Let me try that again. Listen to every single side-slipping... Nope. Motherfucker.
Try it again.
Every single side-splitting episode on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, or IBWIP.com. Also, check out the day-to-day ongoings on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. Now, my therapist pays me.
Maybe you've heard Blake talk about Dance of the Dead. Well, here I am, Jason. Now I will talk about the Dance of the Dead. 1950s sock hop. It's a horror sock hop.
Ah!
That means you get all the slutty girls out there and get all the whores out, and they go to a sock hop.
I don't.
Whores wear socks?
They traditionally.
If a clean whore wears socks.
So it's a big slutty sock hop.
Wow, people that are going to show up are going to be really surprised.
Yeah, they are. September 20th at 8 p.m. in Lombard, Illinois. That's up towards Chicago. So there's a million people up there. It's going to be an awesome time. Tickets are $20. That includes entry to the show, the band, and the food. I think entry and band, that's enough. But they got food. You know what kind of food's going to be up there?
Good food.
That's right.
Whore food.
Whore food, that's right.
Horror.
They're going to have whore chow. They got an on-site makeup artist for $10, and what they'll do is they'll make you look...
like a horror.
Oh, you know what? No. Dance of the Dead. Horror.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've never listened to one of your previous reads on this, Blake. Okay, I get you now. They're going to make you look like a zombie. It's a horror sock hop. That's a little bit more fun. You can get horrors anywhere.
I thought I would have caught on to that sooner.
Get a 4x6 picture to capture the memories of the night. Everyone's thinking young granddad's going to be there. No, old granddad. He's the featured music artist. Also, DJ Johnny D spinning those tunes, baby. Dance and costume contests. You know what? Forget I said that because I've got those both on lockdown. I'm just going to do the move where I put my legs over my head, behind my neck.
How do you do that?
What I'll do is I will I'll put my butt on the ground, okay, and then my ankles behind my head. It's just that easy.
Oh, that, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect photo opportunity to find out what his taint looks like.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same.
Get a 4x6.
4x6.
4x6 of my
taint.
Oh, boy.
It's going to win the costume contest.
I got my taint all painted up like a zombie, like rotting taint flesh.
That was my other band in college.
Rotting taint flesh. Link to tickets are on our show notes. Link to the event details on the show notes, on our Facebook page. Basically, anywhere you find our information, there's going to be a link to this. And you're going to go up there, and you're going to have a great time. Have fun, guys.
Yeah, my redneck is covered with long hair. What people think about me, I don't care. Drinking wine whiskey, smoking weed cigars, listening to metal and the good old country stars. When the summer gets hot and the days become long, barbecue and beer when the work is done, having a good time the whole night through, making music with my friends and celebrating freedom too. He loves the country. He loves the nights. He loves the country. Nothing feels alright. The
time I had with my friends. Looking forward to the weekend, and there they'll come again. He loves the country, he loves the night, he loves the country.
Welcome back, friends. That was He Loves Them Country by Heinrich 13 and the Devil Grass Pickers. I really... hold on a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what?
No, I've got a phone call. Hold on 1 second.
Jeez. That's unprofessional.
You know what?
I put just my shit on vibrate over here.
Yeah? Shit. Okay, I'll be right over. I'm really... I never do this. Well, I did actually last time I was here, but but this is the last time... For this episode, that I have to go.
Okay.
Those whisker baskets that I make.
Yeah.
I got some coming apart.
They're coming apart? Okay.
I have to hightail it, so I'm going to leave.
Dude, go.
Do what you got to do.
If I can get back in time. Thank you, guys. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
You're doing the same job you always do, which is fair to Midland.
Okay.
I'm going to go. I'll see you guys.
All right, later.
Walking away. All right, well, I'm the guest since he's leaving. We'll... You know what time it is, kids? It's, time for the last Dog and Pony Show.
Yeah, it's about time we get into talking about the last Dog and Pony Show.
Nah, Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. We're doing a podcast here. Hold on.
Hi ho.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Hi, I'm your new neighbor. You mind if I come in?
Sure. Come on in. We're doing a podcast here, but
yeah, don't mind the microphones.
It's not live or anything.
Podcast. What's I was just, I'm your new neighbor, and I was wondering if I could borrow a cup of flies, sugar.
Sugar, yeah, I think Molly's got some. Why don't you just have a seat in front of the mic, and I'll go get some of that
right
sugar.
Right here in front of the mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, hold on just a second. I just text Molly to come down and get it, because I don't do anything in the kitchen.
I'm so sorry, I never do anything like this.
No, it's fine. We got plenty of sugar. So, I mean, while you're here, you want to hang out for a while and talk?
Yeah, it's fine.
Throw the headphones on.
Yeah,
what do you call them in the business? Cans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let me throw them right on here. Thank you. Ah, perfect.
It's a hot mic.
It is hot.
So what's your name?
I'm Tad. Tadpole.
Tadpole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. This is my friend Dustin.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Blake.
Your name's Blake and you're Dustin?
Dustin, yes.
Good to meet you guys.
You live next door. You just moved in?
Just moved in.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Where are you from?
I lived all over the place, always near water, from Manhattan to L.A., London. I was in Treasure Island for a while, Oz. I was in space for a bit. I grew up on a lake near Greenville, Mississippi.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we just moved back here not too long ago. We had a tornado here, and it...
Oh, wow.
So I saw them...
Appropriate for Oz.
I'm sorry?
You said you lived in
That does recommend...
Or were you talking about the prison?
I've spent time in both. I spent my dime in the clink. That's I'd rather leave that in the past if I could.
Yeah, well, like I said, I've seen your guys' apartment. They redid the whole thing. It looks really nice.
That's really nice in there. I'm sorry to hear about the tornado situation.
Oh, that shit happens. But
you won't find me saying that.
Midwest living.
That's weird. So are you over there like cooking bacon or something? It smells like you smell like bacon. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just...
No, that's fine. It may smell like bacon over there, but I assure you there are no pork products in that apartment. That is a pig product-free zone. But I tell you what, we do eat some pretty unorthodox things, though. I have a fondness for southern delicacies of my youth, such as flies and June bugs. My other half enjoys various vegetable and fruit scraps, sometimes mixed with cornmeal or milk.
So your significant other, you're married?
I am married, yeah. It's not easy being married. I kid though. My wife is my beautiful wife, Porkina, and I have lived together for over 35 years. We met in the mid-70s, and while it was love at first sight for her, it took me a bit to warm up to her.
Yeah.
And she says I'm a little cold-blooded.
It took me a while to warm up to my wife. She's upstairs. She still hasn't come down and got that sugar yet.
You're married too, huh?
Yeah, I've been married couple times.
Not for 35 years.
Not for 35. You know what? You could put all my marriages together, multiply them by 35, and I still haven't been married 35 years.
I think I will do that.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Hold on. Let me get a piece of paper and pen, and I'll do that math real quick.
Ted, it's okay, Ted.
Yeah, it's no
big deal. Don't do it? Okay. Oh, you're making a joke.
Yeah. Don't be so literal.
I get it.
So what do you do for a living, Ted?
I've been a producer, director, but most notably a news reporter.
Oh, so you know exactly what we're doing over here then.
To an extent, I'm definitely familiar with the cans and the mic, but I've never been on a podcast before. It's kind of exciting. I tell you what, currently I am unemployed though. I do have my resume out at a couple local clubs. I'm looking to become a bouncer. If it's anything like jumping or hopping, I'll be great at it.
Well, that's pretty cool. The more I talk to you, the more your accent just it. Doesn't it kind of seem familiar? Like with I can't place it though.
It doesn't sound like Manhattan. That's for sure.
I've been to all those places just for small increments at a time. Usually for about 2 hours.
Well, why did you move to this area?
I tell you what. Let's talk about my accent a little bit more, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Whatever.
Where are you from? I mean,
most people say that my voice is distinct rather than my accent. I think my accent is like a kind of a bit of a hodgepodge of all the places that I've been. That makes me seem recognizable to many people.
How many what?
What'd you think I said?
Oh, bad. I'm sorry. Justin's been drinking, and I've been up late.
No, that's fine.
So, it's weird. I can't place it. It just sounds like something. Yeah. It's like
I get that all the time.
It sounds like
through the headphones. You know, yeah, it's like
intense. Yeah, my voice resonates pretty well in headphones.
So, why did you move to the area?
Well, my wife and I were uprooted rather quickly from our previous home, and we moved here just within the past week. It's pretty quick.
It's weird. Yeah. So, like, it sounds like, it sounds like it's in witness protection or something.
That's kind of what I was saying. I didn't want to say it, you know, because I don't think they're
is that
say they are.
I mean, you're not supposed to say it.
We're cool, but
I mean, you guys totally seem cool.
We're not going to broadcast this anywhere.
No, are you in the witness protection?
The truth is, I did witness a murder.
Oh, shit.
And I am
wow.
I'm preparing to testify against the Muppet known as Animal.
Oh my God!
What?
The Animal?
The very same.
You know the
woman?
Yes. That one? That's actually made me turn my head. I thought he was coming after me.
Sorry,
Animal. Yeah, that was a good imitation.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll have to remember that for upcoming episodes. Hey, so like Animal committed a murder?
It's true. He killed the great Gonzo.
What?
Oh. This is straight craziness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How did that happen?
As you may already know, in the Muppet universe, chickens are like some kind of weird groupie sex objects. The band Electric Mayhem has always had a bunch of chickens around them, and when Gonzo, who is not a member of Electric Mayhem, started messing around with one of them, Animal killed him. Wow. Animal Indian rug burned Gonzo's nose, which doubles as his penis, and it came right off and he bled out.
Had no idea.
This is some of the most insane.
Look, guys, you said you're cool, right?
I can't Muppet Babies the same way again.
No, that was when we were babies. We're grown now.
We're super cool. I mean, we're not going to like blab this to everybody in the whole world. It's just we're your new neighbor, and we're just kind of kicking it. But I didn't think Animal had that in him.
His name is Animal.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like any time you see Animal, he goes a little apeshit. So
I thought it was just the intensity of a drummer, like
it's
Lars.
Not an act.
Like Lars is he's pretty intense.
Lars from Metallica?
Yeah,
he's not Animal intense.
No,
he goes nuts. He starts eating things and throwing things. It's pretty bananas.
Jesus. But you guys were just in like the new Muppet movie together. Was that weird? I mean, did it happen before or after?
Yeah, this happened after. This all happened within the past few months. Him killing Gonzo. We shot the movie like a year and a half ago. Oh, God, what I wouldn't give to go back when Gonzo was still alive and had his penis nose.
Did it have a good J-hook?
Yeah, I never heard a chicken complain.
You want a beer?
Boy, I tell you what. Yeah, you know, I kind of have a clause I had with the Jim Henson Company not to drink alcohol, but good God.
Hey, no, you're among friends here.
Yeah, crack me open a cold one, fellas.
All right.
Do you have anything fly flavored?
No, but I got
because I'm a frog. I like flies.
I got some NA beer. What are you?
I'm drinking a 312 from Goose Island.
I would say for a frog, the higher alcohol content, the better.
Wow, man, this is pretty intense. So I mean, what? I've never been in witness protection. Have you, Dustin?
I don't think I'm at liberty to say.
Well, I was just at liberty. I feel like if I just said it and you've been here longer, you could say it too.
Okay, no.
But like, I mean, what goes on next? I mean, what do you just sit over here until you testify? Or what?
Well, not now that I've kind of broadcast across the nation. I mean, what do you got? Seven listeners?
At least 10, because Dustin's on.
That's true.
Well, Miss Piggy's gonna be pretty pissed, when I go home. So, I don't know. I would say with Animal in Custody, Dr. Teeth and the rest of Electric Mayhem are hell bent on hunting me down, and Miss Piggy for revenge. So since your incredible interviewing skills have outed me and the pig, I guess it's off to our next destination.
I'm super sorry, Kermit. That I don't know what
Tad
Kermit. What?
Fuck it. I'm Kermit the Frog. God damn it. It's pretty obvious, right?
It's pretty cool.
Tadpole was a pretty poor veil.
It was. I didn't want to say anything, but
I think our next destination will be Poo Poo Hawaii.
I heard it's nice down there. Well, here's your sugar.
Aloha.
Here's your sugar. And
yeah, thanks for nothing. Why don't you keep it?
Hey, we won't say anything. Seriously, me and Dustin won't say anything.
All right, as long as you promise. You guys promise me? You guys promise a frog not to tell anyone?
Sure. I feel bad that you just signed a lease and you're leaving already.
I know.
I'm losing a lot of money here.
Well, you're not paying for it. The government is because you're in witness protection.
That's true. I didn't think about
that. Oh, no. I'm emotionally paying for it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, here's your sugar. And like I said, if you need anything while you guys are here, let me know.
All right. Well, let me just play myself off if you don't mind.
Sure.
Someday you'll find it. The Rainbow Connection. The lovers, the dreamers, and me. All right, see you later.
Hey, thanks a lot.
It took me back to my childhood.
Dude, that was like, it was insane. Okay, see you later.
See you, man.
Leaving.
Wow.
Wow, that was intense.
Who knew you had such interesting neighbors next door?
I know, it's like just like a blah, blah, boring town, but I
kind of want to go over and bring Miss Piggy over next.
Jeez, that would be awesome. Jason missed this whole thing.
No kidding.
Wait, I'm sorry, what did I miss?
Should we tell her? I don't know.
I'm sorry. All those whisker baskets, got them tied up. I know you weren't here for the last one, but I make whisker baskets out of kittens' whiskers, little baskets, and sometimes they come undone, and I have to take care of it. So,
well,
everything's good.
And it's weird how every other episode, one of us misses something like big on the show. But
bullshit. Yeah. Well, I missed the last dog and pony show.
Yeah, well, that's what we were supposed to do. We were supposed to do the last dog and pony show, and there was a knock at the door.
Like Three's Company.
Yeah. John bringing it back.
Nice.
John Ritter was here?
Yeah, no. John Ritter's
from
Ghost
Beyond the Crypt?
Was here. Yeah.
Are we supposed to say anything to him? You're not going
to
say anything.
He can listen to it.
I won't tell anyone that John Ritter was here.
All right, well, Kermit the Frog was here.
What?
Kermit the Frog was here. He just got done seeing Rainbow Connection. The first couple lines, which I felt kind of gypped, but
it's hypothetical. Well, no. Supposedly, Animal killed
what the
Gonzo.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, dude.
Kermit the Muppet, Kermit the Frog was in his apartment?
Yes.
It happened.
Well, you've convinced me.
In record time. Well, I mean, you can listen back.
I never listen to the show.
It's on wax.
He didn't say we couldn't release the episode, right? He said
no. He didn't sign a waiver or anything.
Right.
But you know,
nobody's ever signed a waiver. Well, you want to go ahead and read the upcoming stuff?
Now that I'm back from those whisker baskets, I sure do. Episode 151. Oops, I'm sorry.
What are you charging? Because Molly listened to the last episode and she was like, "Ooh, I'd really like to have one of those whisker baskets."
Yeah.
Ask Jason how much, you know, for...
$89.99 sounds like a fair price to me.
It's at... Yeah, that's about... That's
but
about
what but we're like right buds. Now. We're like... We hang out and we do...
Yeah, no, like I do like $88.99, whatever. It's all good.
They're handmade.
They are...
He has to grow those whiskers. Like, it takes time.
Those cats cannot walk straight after I take them out.
Well, Molly's birthday is coming up in December, and it's one of those.
What does that have to do with anything?
Janky ass December birthday.
Oh yeah,
right next
like
to Christmas.
I think, you know, like your 25th, you buy silver, and then like a, you know.
Okay. Whisker basket. I think is 28. It's one of those weird
like
numbers.
That, yeah.
It's not gold or.
Can we probably work something out? Maybe like you know a little discount. What if it came from a Siamese cat? Is that cheaper?
No, that's high end. That's high end.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's you don't come across that a lot.
There's no finer cat than them, according to that song they sing.
That's right.
You know what's funny is when you look at them, they're cross-eyed. I wonder how many whiskers do they see.
Well, it's times two whatever they have. So whatever that is.
Do you look at a lot of cats cross-eyed?
No, the cats look cross-eyed.
Oh, I thought you said if you look at a Siamese cat cross-eyed.
No,
what you do with your free time.
Like the cat's a 3D image, like one of those computer-generated 3D images where you cross your eyes?
No. You have to put your nose right up to this nose and then slowly go back.
Magic eye?
No, it's, remember? Remember?
Yeah.
The sausage finger?
The sausage finger.
The little sausage finger.
Do it, Dustin. Come on.
I don't want any part of your sausage fingers.
I tell you what,
but you'll hug my half-naked child.
We've all done that.
Oh,
in the back of my truck, I've got a kind of like a TJ Maxx thing going with defective.
That's not where
baskets.
I thought it was going after he said half-naked child. Mentioned the back.
Oh, we can go down that road if you want to. That's a different truck. Episode 151. Hashtag dildo plunger. Listen at your own risk. Available now.
Sorry.
iTunes is going to probably take it down, so get it while you can.
Get it while you can, folks. Episode 152, an interview with Bobby Fitzgerald of the Whiskey Shivers is now available. I remember you saying that guy is cool as shit.
Oh, he is super cool as shit.
Listen to that one. Episode 153, this episode, inevitably titled The Butcher, the Baker, the Candlestick Daycare, will be available on Friday, September 12th.
It's amazing how when you write stuff in advance, it becomes premonition. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, did we not talk about a Candlestick Daycare early in the show?
No, a child in a daycare, frogs.
Mm-hmm. It all comes together, especially in episode 154, an interview with the Urban Pioneers. It'll be both a podcast and a vidcast. It'll be available on Tuesday, September 16th. And don't forget, Tuesday, September 16th is Mayflower Day. I tell you what, if it were up to me, I'd gather up all of today's separatists and all of the Puritans, and I'd send them right back to where they came from. Great Britain. We speak English here in America. Okay, guys?
Nice.
Yeah. A little something for those guys.
It's,
and,
good, it's good to see you be racist once in a while. You try to stray away from it, but I was proud of you.
The truth is, if you're not white, I hate you. That's just me. That's just how I roll. My black friend, he puts up with it. He tolerates it. My baby mom is Asian. She put up with it.
Yeah. You lay the law down, huh?
That's right.
Do what you got to do.
Wednesday, September 17th, is National Eat an Apple Dumpling Day. I always thought the saying was, eat an apple a dumpling a day, and that keeps the doctor away. It turns out my diabetes does not care about what I thought the saying was. Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Please tell two friends. Dustin, can you tell two friends? Do you have...
I'll tell more than two.
You said before, you plastered it all over your social
media.
Yeah,
I did. I went like hardcore. I hit up Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. Jeez. I went social media.
Do you have a reach beyond two people?
I think so.
Perfect. We can't. There's nothing else
at
that
least
we can ask
10.
From you.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
That's like five times the amount we want a normal
and
person
Baker's
to
do. Dozen, maybe?
If those 10 people tell two people each,
yeah,
that's 30 people total. If they tell... That's 60 people. If you, that's 120 people.
120 people that will listen once, be disgusted, and never listen again.
Right.
And you know, we couldn't have them without you.
Hey. Glad
you.
I could help.
That's our demographic anyway. Well, gentlemen, thank you. Dustin, two shows in a row.
Hey.
Outstanding job. On occasion, I like to do some grading of hosts and co-hosts.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
And
you'll be fine, believe me.
So, first of all, The Voice... I'll give you a 7 there.
You're talking about the 7. NBC show, The Voice, hosted by Carson.
No,
Daly?
His voice.
Oh, 7? CeeLo's hosting that now?
CeeLo.
Blake, I do think.
Okay, we'll give you an 8. All right, we'll give you an 8. And then...
I do declare.
8 out of 8 is good. That's
hey,
the best
eight
you
out
get.
8 out of 8, you know it.
Comedy Stylings will give you an 8 as well.
8 out of 8, damn.
So I'm going to give you a 9.
Thanks.
9 out of 10.
That's like turning it up to 11, Spinal Tap style. You're hitting on all cylinders,
exactly.
buddy.
Exactly.
Jason, you got...
Nine. I got a 9, too. I know it.
9 divided by 3.
7 by 3.
So a 5.
Because you weren't here for like the biggest monumental thing.
I apologized about the whisker baskets.
But you won't give me a deal on them.
I said I have a TJ Maxx selection in the back of my truck of whisker baskets that are imperfect or have some sort of damage to them.
You want me to give one of those to Molly, an imperfect whisker basket? Make me look like an asshole.
You know what? You put some dried flowers in there, you never know this.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you for being on the show.
And thank you for my 5.
Does Tad, what did Tad get?
Huh?
I think Tad pulled it all out and bared his soul.
He showed you guys his penis? God damn, I missed a frog penis?
You missed everything, dude. But, all right, folks, thank you very much for tuning in to episode 153 of A Burns When I Pee. We like having you as a listener. Yeah, you. Look in the mirror. That you right there.
Are you talking to me?
No.
Me?
The listener.
Oh.
Our listener?
Yeah, there you are, listener. This is the voice.
All right, let's play this music out of here.
All right. We're going to take it out with the Hangdog Hearts, and here is Thistle and Thorns.
If this van's a rockin', don't come into the van, because I'm probably vigorously masturbating to IBWIP.
Well, I ain't no devil's son, but I've seen the things to come, and men bring me their bread and gold, and women bring me their daughters to hold. Thank you.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.